This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Minnesota Lynx rolled to a 99-83 win late last night in Los Angeles, but head coach Cheryl Reeve wasn't exactly thrilled with her first-place club.
To be honest with you, I didn't think defensively that was our best game. So what I was nitpicking is we weren't ready to play. LA's pace really got to us, and we were flat-footed. And then our execution on the offensive end. You know, we got to convert after defensive rebounds, and we were on the glass, which is great. But, you know, the nitpicking is because it's about the habits. It's about championship habits, and it's not accepting things that you know aren't good enough.
Reeve says the team must be held to a high standard.
I think they would be disappointed in me if I was letting them do things that they know isn't quite good enough. Could be annoying at times to hear me all the time, but at the end of the day, you know, we have somewhere we're trying to go, and we don't want to be a great regular season team. We want a great regular season that leads us into the playoffs.
On the floor, rookie sensation Olivia Miles poured in a career-high 31 points on 12 of 15 shooting. The Twins were off yesterday. They'll play the Rangers in Texas today, going for a three-game sweep. Minnesota's won four of its last five games, and manager Derek Shelton says,
with the exception of probably three or four games, we've been in every game this year. But it's good to see our club kind of separate like we've done the last 2 days. And, you know, it's good. I'm really proud of the way we've played the last couple series.
Today's game starts at 1:35. The Saints were rained out yesterday in St. Paul. They'll host Omaha in a doubleheader starting tonight. 1 week from today, Hazeltine National Golf Course in Chaska will host the first round of the PGA Women's Championship. Laura Frick is the championship director.
Unbelievably excited. I mean, look at the golf course right now. You see all the structures going up. We've been starting our build here since May 11, so to see it all come to life, we just can't wait to welcome everyone out and have them on property.
Tickets are still available at the tournament website. For more Minnesota sports info, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com or follow us on X at Minnesota Radio. This is MNN Sports.